Oasis Audio presents Billy Graham, His Life and Influence by David Aikman. Read for you by Bob Sauer.
Chapter 1, A Life of Influence. The nation's pastor, Billy Graham, would be a shoo-in for the job if such a job existed. After all, he has held that position unofficially for decades already. Of course, Americans, who first settled this land precisely because they were fleeing government-run churches, would never agree to an official religious post along the lines of Britain's Archbishop of Canterbury or Iran's Ayatollah. But Billy Graham has been doing the job without need for the title for at least a quarter century, on hand for the major milestones of American life, the presidential inaugurations every 4 years, the scandals that have led occasionally to resignation or impeachment, the inevitable deaths of presidents, and the shocking and senseless national tragedies. He has been the great consoler, the eloquent unifier in hard-to-define adversity, the articulator of the troubling questions that tragedy invariably raises. Slowly and somewhat unsteadily, Billy Graham took the national limelight once again after the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. At the September 14th memorial service broadcast live on national television from Washington National Cathedral, Graham articulated the burning question on everybody's mind more than any other. Why? But how do we understand something like this, he asked. Why does God allow evil like this to take place? As probably no other American could have done with as much credibility, Billy Graham essayed an answer, acknowledging that many people doubtless were...